News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. It's a bit chilly, but otherwise, nice day for a run. The Rock and Roll Marathon's underway, starting near the National Mall, winding its way through all four quadrants of the district before ending at RFK Stadium. The trademark of the race, says director Adam Vox.
The highlight of our races and our rock and roll events are that we do put live music throughout the route. So there will be bands on stages playing live at almost every mile on the course.
Among the road closures, Rock Creek Parkway, North Capitol Street, the Frederick Douglass Bridge, and roads all around RFK Stadium. And for the first time this year, D.C. officials say any cars that haven't been moved from the race route will be towed. James Stanley have the latest coming up in traffic. Montgomery County Police confirming shots were fired yesterday evening outside Westfield Montgomery Mall.
Witnesses reported hearing 3 to 4 shots at Westfield Montgomery Mall in Bethesda. Investigators say the gunfire was spurred by an argument between several people. Police are searching for 2 suspects. No victims have been found, but authorities are monitoring hospitals for patients seeking treatment for gunshot wounds.
That's correspondent Bill Michaels. A Virginia bill overhauling rules around the Commonwealth's largest utility companies is now law. Governor Ralph Northam signed it into effect yesterday, with supporters saying it'll mean some more modernization and boosts for renewable energy efforts. Opponents, though, say oversight is going to be harder. The bill lifts Dominion Virginia's 2015 rate freeze and allows regulators to review rates every 3 years instead of every 2. Some opposing lawmakers said they were afraid the bill would lock in base rates that are already too high. It was a tragic end to a day-long hostage situation at a veteran's home in Northern California. Authorities say 3 hostages and the gunman all found dead inside.
There were 3 females and 1 male. We believe the male was the suspect.
California Highway Patrol Assistant Chief Chris Childs made the grim announcement, providing little other detail.
The investigation will take some time to conclude. We don't anticipate we'll have a lot of answers tonight, but the names of the victims and the suspect will be released by the Napa County Sheriff Coroner as soon as the next of kin has confirmed to have been notified.
The bodies were discovered nearly 8 hours after the gunman took multiple hostages at a going-away party for employees of an organization which serves veterans of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan suffering from PTSD. On the campus of the largest veterans home in the country.
Correspondent Dave Alpert there. Florida Governor Rick Scott signing a new gun control bill into law. It's aimed at preventing mass shootings like the one at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Correspondent Renee Marsh, though, says there's one thing the bill does not do, and that's ban assault weapons.
Many of those Parkland students wanted to see an assault weapons ban included in this legislation. It was not included. And those same students, many of them did not want to see school staff be armed, be allowed to be armed, which is included.
The bill also raises the minimum age to buy an assault weapon from 18 to 21. The NRA is suing over that provision. It looks like President Trump is getting the military parade he wants in the district, though he might have to settle for no tanks.
A Pentagon memo says the military parade will only include wheeled vehicles to minimize damage to D.C. streets, but it will end with a heavy air component, meaning lots of airplanes flying overhead. The memo from the Office of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis offers initial guidance to the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which will stage the parade. The event is being planned for Veterans Day along a route from the White House to the Capitol. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Wizards over New Orleans. They're in Miami tonight. Caps have a matinee in San Jose. College hoops, Virginia going for the ACC title tonight against North Carolina. Traffic and weather's next.
Look for WMAL at the 48th Annual St. Patrick's Parade of Washington, D.C. this Sunday, March 11th, along Constitution Avenue. This year's theme is showcasing D.C. Irish culture and features traditional pipe bands, Irish dancers, military processions, marching bands, ornate floats, and more. So put on your green and get ready to party Irish style at the 48th Annual St. Patrick's Parade of Washington, D.C. this Sunday. Learn more at WMAL.com/events.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even 3 U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code SLEEP. Spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code SLEEP.
I met someone. You hear it a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. And Match is not only number one in first, but second dates too. Now here's a free offer for our listeners. Go to match.com/try for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search, view photos, and connect. This free offer is found at match.com/try. That's match.com/try. Match.com/try.
7:05 now, we try to get you around the roads with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Morning, James.
Yes, Steve, thank you and good morning. The Rock and Roll Marathon is this morning. It starts at 7:30 this morning, but they started shutting down the roads, putting out the cones at about 2. And they're going to be out until about 3 this afternoon. Expect closures along Constitution Avenue, Virginia Avenue, Rock Creek Parkway, Lincoln Memorial Circle, North Capitol Street, Douglas Bridge, Pennsylvania Avenue, Columbia Road, and Harvard Road is where we're going to see all of the shutdowns. Ride sharing or the Metro may be a better option. Beltway Express lanes this morning, the outer loop between Georgetown Pike to Jones Branch. Work crews are out and they have all of the lanes shut down. We'll let you know whenever that gets picked up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny up to around 50 today, partly cloudy down to 30 tonight. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, high again around 50. 34 right now in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. We are joined by John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Among the main stories in the White House briefing room on Friday, of course, President Trump sitting down with Kim Jong-un, possibly between now and May. Some of the spin, John, has been that other presidents could have done this and that Trump is lending credibility to Kim Jong-un by doing this.
Well, let's look at it from the top and from the beginning. When the fledgling country of North Korea was born, Joseph Stalin was reputed to have handpicked the 30-something grandfather of the current leader of North Korea, Kim Il-sung, reportedly saying a young country needs a young leader. And of course, Kim Il-sung readily followed the teachings of his mentor, Stalin. And even after his death and the fall of communism, North Korea has never de-Stalinized. It's truly the hermit kingdom, a living, breathing example of George Orwell's fictional Oceania in 1984. Everyone spies on everyone else in North Korea, and the country would seem at constant war with the rest of the world. Hostile rhetoric with other world leaders, notably President Trump, flies like shrapnel, and this is what the people are fed to keep them in fighting trim. Now, with all that said, one would think that the current leader, Kim Un-un, should be simply ignored and isolated. Going back to the Carter administration, or going back to the Clinton administration, former President Carter tried to deal with Kim Il-sung in his twilight years, and the U.S. has always dealt with Pyongyang through back channels. To finally have a president sit down with an actual leader is just a recognition on the table of what has been under the table for a number of years. We do deal with North Korea. Now the questions start. Do we give him credibility as a world leader? Why not? He's got nuclear weapons, he's testing them, and he's agreed to suspend all of the tests pending talks with the man that he's called an idiot on Twitter. President Trump, in turn, is willing to sit down with someone he called Little Rocket Man and a sick puppy. Now, what all of this may lead to is a little more comfort in the Korean Peninsula. It may make allies such as Japan a little less worrisome if they see North Korea backing away from its nuclear tests. Now, you say that the North Korean government has lied before. That's true. But at this time, the sanctions that the U.S. and the EU have placed on North Korea are starting to take their toll. This is a hurting country with people living in caves, and even the private slush fund of Kim Jong-un and his family is running out of resources. He's got to deal with someone sometime. We'll see what comes of it.
Much has been made of the way the announcement was made by the South Korean delegation at the White House, and that President Trump apparently did not inform very many people, i.e. people in the Pentagon and in the State Department, about his decision to make this move.
That's what they were saying to us in the press room. People such as Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis were kept totally in the dark on this, and the president was working his own contacts through South Korea. I might add, Rick, that President Moon of South Korea is an adherent to what is known in South Korea as the Sunshine Policy. That is, openings from the south to the north, with the eventual goal of trying to unite the two countries. Now, no one wants unification right now. It would be devastating to the South Korean economy to take care of a neighbor to the north that has been unaware of the outside world and much of the technology in it. But nonetheless, South Korea wants peace and tranquility with its neighbor to the north, and they certainly saw talks with the president and with the strongman from Pyongyang were the quickest avenue toward this.
I want to turn to the personnel situation at the White House because, of course, we saw Gary Cohn resigning. There's been a lot of speculation about the future of H.R. McMaster, and you pinned down Sarah Sanders on Friday about H.R. McMaster's, and what did she tell you about the National Security Advisor?
Well, she said that she doesn't have a crystal ball, but he has no plans to go anywhere right now. Now, a postscript to your earlier question, Rick. There is no date, time, or place on the Trump-Kim summit. This is something that's going to have to be worked out by underlings to both of the world leaders. It would only seem logical that H.R. McMaster, the National Security Council, is going to be a key mover and shaker in the sculpting of these talks. So if he had any plans to move out, it certainly seems logical now that those plans have been put on the back burner and the burner has turned off. General McMaster will stay where he is for at least the foreseeable future.
Many reports are suggesting that Gary Cohn resigned over differences between he and the president on the tariff issue. What are your thoughts on Gary Cohn's resignation? Was it a surprise or not? And then what about a replacement?
It is in no way, shape, or form a surprise, Rick. On January 16th, this reporter predicted what everyone was talking about in the White House, that Gary Cohn, senior economic advisor to the president and one of the key architects of his jobs and tax reform bill, was going to head back to New York, where he formerly worked as the operating head of Goldman Sachs. Gary Cohn has been known not to like the staff system in the White House. He reportedly has a particularly chilly relationship with Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin, someone who has the president's ear and confidence, and it was only a matter of time before he would leave. I said on January 16th it would be by the end of the month when Trump, Cohn, and company return from the economic conference in Davos. It was not going on then, but now, 6 weeks later, he's leaving. Again, this is almost an afterthought at this point, and people are only wondering, why didn't it happen sooner?
And replacement?
My money's on Wilbur Ross, although he would probably laugh at the kind of money I'd put down on him. Wilbur Ross is Secretary of Commerce, a graduate of Harvard Business School, a wheeler dealer on Wall Street for decades, and at 80 years old, the oldest member of a president's cabinet in history. He would relinquish the position of Secretary of Commerce to move into the White House, and he is a frequent dining companion of the president and his wife, I see by the White House schedule. If he moves over, look for his replacement at Commerce to be Small Business Administrator Linda McMahon from my home state of Connecticut, two-time Republican nominee for the Senate, and the former head of Worldwide Wrestling.
We will continue our conversation with John Gizzi from Newsmax next, and also tell you about an opportunity to have dinner with John one evening. That's all coming up. First off, though, we'll check the traffic and weather, and it's going to be tricky traffic today. And James Stanley's got the latest, James.
Yeah, Rick, thank you. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads again this morning. Beltway Express lanes, the outer loop between Georgetown Pike and Jones Branch. All of the lanes are blocked. That's construction crews that are out this morning. Rock and Roll Marathon happening here in D.C. That's got Rock Creek Parkway both directions from Potomac Freeway to Connecticut shut down. Also Constitution Northwest between 9th and 14th and East Capitol between 19th and 22nd. We have a crash in the clearing stages on Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Maryland. This is northbound right around Arundel Mills. Watch for that off on the right side of the road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, it looks partly cloudy with a high of 50. Cloudy tomorrow, high 49. Clouds on Monday and Tuesday, highs in the mid-40s. Overnight lows, though, down to 29 tonight, down to 31 tomorrow night, and down in the 30s again on Monday, down to the 20s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now in Washington, 27. We're heading to 50 this afternoon, 717 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Saturday morning update continues with John Gizzi, White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to tell you about a very special evening we have planned with John Gizzi, and you can join us. Special election coming up in Pennsylvania on Tuesday. The Republican candidate Rick Zaccone, according to many of the publications, is not favored to win. But you've just been in Pennsylvania and you sat down with the candidate. What did he tell you, and what's the vibe that you're picking up among the electorate in Pennsylvania?
Well, first the poll that came out, and this was just completed, overseen by Emerson College, which showed that among likely voters in Pennsylvania's 18th district, Democrat Connor Lamb edges Republican Rick Zaccone by a margin of 48 to 45%. That's 3%, and as pollsters like to say, it's in the margin of error. I was on the ground talking to many people out there, and I've noticed that Donald Trump has his detractors, but those who like him are not just positive about him, they love the Donald, and they'll tell you that. They're also sick of hearing about the Russian probe. I talked to Mike, an electrical installer, and Katie, a bartender, when they went outside the Badger's Brewery for cigarettes. That's in Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and it's known as one of the hot spots in that town. The fact is that Donald Trump has a following out there. Rick Zaccone has a four-term state representative who's knocked on 40,000 doors, along with his wife, is someone who has a solid following and who can explain his conservative votes on issues from abortion to protectionism to strengthening the armed forces of the United States. And he himself is a retired Air Force officer who served in Korea. Connor Lamb is a former Marine, a federal prosecutor at 33 years old, the heir to a popular political name. His grandfather was state Senate majority leader. These are formidable candidates, and as it usually is in special elections, punditocracy says that the outside party, that is, the party not in the White House, is favored to win. Yet at the same time, this is also Trump country. Republican Donald Trump carried Western Pennsylvania and this four-county district by 20 percentage points. I talked to former Republican Congresswoman Melissa Hart, who told me there are people who hate Donald Trump, but there's a lot more people who love Donald Trump. And in the end, that may make the decision for, in favor of Rick Saccone come true. One more thing. Donald Trump may know the same things about the district. He's coming to campaign there tonight.
And we can't let you go without your read on where the Stormy Daniels mess goes next. It was a hot topic at the press briefing on Friday, as well as North Korea.
Stormy Daniels. I have a feeling we're going to hear that tune for a while. Look, this is someone who made some spectacular claims about a relationship with Donald Trump before he was president. She claims to have been paid off in hush money, and the president's own attorney has confirmed there was a cash settlement. Now, I could simply mouth what the higher-ups say, that if you dealt with every one of these charges, a rich man could spend all of his time and his fortune just trying to bat down rumors and clear his name. The settlement of a case without disclosing the sum or what was involved in the settlement is usually the way to go on these things. And Donald Trump apparently did pay this woman not to say things. What her veracity is, how great is her credibility, no one really knows. We will know in a short time, and in fact, tomorrow night, Stormy Daniels appears on 60 Minutes. My own view on it is that every time there's a famous man who's had sort of a controversial past, Bill Clinton being a case in point, there are women who throw themselves at him, and there's women who make spectacular charges about how well they knew this particular president. Bill Clinton faced a lot of charges like this. Donald Trump may be just starting to face charges like this. We'll find out.
We have arranged a very special dinner with John Gizzi aboard the Dover Harbor. That is a private rail car. We will be at Union Station on Thursday evening, March 22nd, and we only have room for six couples total to join us, so if you would like to attend, go to doverharbor.com. That is the website for the private rail car. It is operated by the D.C. chapter of the National Railway Historical Society, and all of the proceeds from the evening go to support the car and keep it in operation. And John, much appreciated that you've decided to join us for the evening, and I think it's very interesting because John Gizzi is one of those guys that you just like to sit down and maybe have a drink with or sit down with over dinner and talk about his 30-plus years of experiences covering the White House and the political scene here in Washington. So, John, much appreciated that you'll be doing that on March 22nd. It's Thursday evening at Union Station.
I am very flattered to be the guest on board this wonderful car. I love trains myself. And going back to when I saw From Russia with Love and watched Sean Connery as James Bond sitting down with the Russian agent Red Grant over dinner and eyeing each other on the Orient Express, I've always said I'd love to dine in a fancy railroad car myself. Now I get the opportunity, and I get to have some friends there. So, my friends, please come and join me for dinner. I look forward to it.
Thank you, John. Again, it's doverharbor.com, and if you are interested, we would encourage you to move very quickly. There is a drop-down menu on the homepage at doverharbor.com. You'll see public trip info, and you'll find the information right there. We only have room for six couples. It's an intimate dinner aboard the Dover Harbor, a first-class Pullman car. John, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you on March 22nd as well as next Saturday.
I hope it's very intimate.
7:25, Saturday morning update on WMAL. Going downtown today? Look out. We'll tell you about it next with Steve Burns.
Is your will updated, and do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9, To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
You know, I always pick the days to go downtown when there's a marathon I wasn't aware of. So we're going to let everybody know about the one today. Normally they're on Sunday mornings. This one's on Saturday, and this one is going to cause some problems. Steve Burns is here from the newsroom. What's going on?
Yeah, Rick, this marathon, I'm looking at the course map right now. It looks like a Rorschach test or something. This is all over the place, going through all four quadrants of D.C. The race getting started in the next couple minutes, actually, starting near the National Mall on Constitution Avenue. A lot of road closures. The big ones you need to know about, again, Constitution, Rock Creek Parkway, and it goes across into Woodley Park and Adams Morgan, Columbia Heights, down North Capitol, across to H Street, and then Capitol Hill, then down by Nats Park, and you cross the Frederick Douglass Bridge on South Capitol, and you go into Anacostia, then back across the river, finally ending at RFK. They say all the road closures should be back open by around 3 this afternoon.
And the parking situation, my understanding is if you are parked on one of the main drags where this marathon is happening, they're going to tow your car.
Yeah, that's new this year. The D.C. officials citing multiple terrorist attacks, threat of terrorist attacks that have to do with cars along important routes. So they let everyone know well beforehand through signs and public outreach efforts that your car, if it's on the race route, needed to be moved by this morning. Otherwise, it would be towed. So it's new this year, and hopefully people heeded the warnings.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the update.
Thank you, Rick.
Hopefully we saved some people some headaches.
Yes.
When you do the math, Comcast Business has an offer that really adds up. For a limited time, you can double your internet speed for an amazing new low price. So you can download large files faster, power more employees on more devices, and get way more bandwidth for your business. All for only $99.95 per month. That equals our best internet offer ever. Power your business on America's largest gig speed network and save today. You can double your speed and get 150 megabit internet for the price of 75 megabits. That's only $99.95 per month. It's a deal designed to fit your business and your budget, but it won't be around for long. Act now. Call 1-800-501-6000 today or visit business.comcast.com/best internet offer ever. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 3/23/18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Requires 2-year contract. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Actual speeds may vary. Call for details.
Hey, it's Zoe with Health Talk with a special offer from my friends at the Roselle Center for Healing. A complete health and wellness assessment, including visits, diagnostics, screenings, and exams, all valued over $400 for just $125. Are you suffering from health problems like weight gain or back and joint pain? Reach your goals of optimal health and wellness in 2018. Visit RoselleCare.com to learn more and purchase. That's RoselleCare.com or call 703-698-7117.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend How to Eliminate Neck, Shoulder, and Arm Pain Without Drugs or Surgery on Wednesday, March 21st. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
us. 7:30 news coming up next on WMAL. Then we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The White House says President Trump will not meet with Kim Jong-un unless they take concrete and verifiable actions toward denuclearization. In addition to an offer to meet, Kim apparently sent a more personal message to the president.
Several South Korean media outlets were citing a high-level government official saying that this second message, a more personal appeal from Kim Jong-un to President Trump, was conveyed by South Korea's national security advisor at the White House. The details of the message not being disclosed, but we know that Kim Jong-un told the South Korean special envoys in Pyongyang that he wants to be taken seriously as a key player in these talks. And so this message to President Trump was aimed at trust building.
Correspondent Will Ripley there. A teenager's been convicted in the unrelated shootings of a 15-year-old boy and an off-duty Secret Service officer in the district. 19-year-old Maurice Bellamy was found guilty of two counts of first-degree murder. Bellamy was 17 when he was charged in the killings of Devontae Washington and 30-year-old Arthur Baldwin. Prosecutors say Bellamy shot Washington in March 2016 at a metro station. They say Bellamy used the same pistol a few months earlier in December 2015 when he and two friends mistakenly thought Baldwin, the Secret Service officer, was actually a drug dealer and planned to rob him. Bellamy's attorneys argued he was not mentally responsible for his actions. He'll be sentenced in July, facing life in prison. The count of people who are sick with the flu continues to go down, but officials say the season's not over yet.
In this week's report, New York City and 21 states are still experiencing high activity of flu-like illness and moderate activity in another 15 states and the nation's capital. A CDC spokeswoman says all signs point to decreasing influenza activity, but we're still in what's normally thought of as flu season. Jan Johnson on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Sports, the Wizards over New Orleans. They're in Miami tonight. Caps of a matinee in San Jose. College hoops, Virginia going for the ACC title tonight against North Carolina. Traffic and weather's next.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
So, why choose Baird? Unlike some discount brokerage houses, the Wise Investor Group at Baird can be there when you need us the most. We provide you with an investment and risk assessment sounding board, ensuring alignment between your goals and your financial plan. We can show you right where you stand, what needs to happen from here, and keep you on the right path for you and your family. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
7:33, now checking back in with James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Steve, thank you. And just one crash still in the works. This is Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound, right around Arundel Mills Boulevard. It's off on the right shoulder, just waiting on a wrecker to show up. No major delay, though, on the main lanes. Capital Beltway Express lanes, the outer loop around Georgetown Pike to Jones Branch. All of those lanes are blocked. That's a construction project. And the Rock and Roll Marathon here in the district just got underway in the last few minutes. Lots of street closures until at least 3 p.m. today, including Rock Creek Parkway, Constitution, and East Capitol. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly sunny, high around 50, partly cloudy, down to 30 tonight. Tomorrow looking mostly cloudy, high again right around 50. We're 32 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to hear about Cindy from Flagstaff, Arizona. She wrote in to say, "Dear Chamonix, your eyelid product is great. It really works. It worked on me the first time and every time thereafter." Cindy's talking about Genucel's new eyelid lift. It's simple. She looks at her mirror every morning, and she sees no bags and no droopy eyelids. Now it's your turn. Order Genucel right now and watch the bags under your eyes and the droopiness disappear within 12 hours, or you get your money back. Call 800-525-2720 or go to GenuCell.com now. But your order today will do something else. Chamonix is expanding its partnership with Women Aware. Chamonix has been giving the exact same package you get to a woman in a shelter for battered women every day of the year. And your order today will allow them to expand this effort nationally. Go to GenuCell.com right now or call 800-525-2720 to get the GenuCell eyelid treatment absolutely free when you order GenuCell bags and puffiness treatment. GenuCell.com or call 800-525-2720.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Me too.
Washington's Mall.
WMAM.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here from my favorite property managers, Renters Warehouse. Are you considering a move soon? Need to relocate, combine households, inherited a home? You just don't want to pay your mortgage anymore? Whether you have one property or a portfolio, Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent out your home fast, easy, and worry-free. In just 17 days on average. That's fast. And for only $99 a month, their rent-a-stay pros will manage your property 24/7, including rent collection, maintenance, inspections, tax paperwork, and more. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, meaning if for any reason the tenant doesn't stay, Renters Warehouse will replace that tenant for free. No upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. It sounds like a great deal because it is. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price appointment to see what your home will rent for today. Call 202-897-2822. That's 202-897-2822 or visit renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, what will your home rent for?
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:36 on the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, advising producer on the National Geographic Channel's Chain of Command. Tony, great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. Good to be on.
All right. Of course, the big news, North Korea, the United States, and we've talked a lot about sort of the political implications of that this morning. How about the military implications, the current military status of Kim Jong-un, and what's different this time? You know, would he really, really do this?
Well, that's the real $20,000 question. And the military status has been made very clear by the White House. Nothing's changing. Potential good news. This news has the potentiality of being outstanding, but we don't know. We've got yet to hear details from the UN himself. The North Koreans have not said anything. Plus, Sarah Sanders said yesterday that, look, this is nice, but we're not changing any issues relating to sanctions or other things, you know, that we're doing to put pressure, the maximum pressure on the North Koreans. So, you know, this is an issue I've worked a long time. It was ironically, Jim Woolsey and I were on a train to New York this week. We were up visiting the NYPD in New York on Tuesday. And during the train ride, Jim and I were talking about one of the things that needs to be done regarding North Korea. And he and I were both, you know, he was director of CIA back in 94. I was working operations in the North Korea in 94. The one thing that we failed to do, or the Clinton administration failed to do, is put real issues, real capability regarding penalties if the North Koreans backed away or did not fulfill their part of the agreement. So I don't think President Trump would be quite so slack in not allowing that to happen. So I think, Rick, everybody is rightfully hopeful. I know President Trump would do things differently than any other president, but we have yet to see how it's all going to play out.
All right. You may or may not be able to answer this question, and if you're uncomfortable with it, don't answer it. If we move forward and they say they're going to dial back their nuclear program, do we have resources in North Korea? I mean, you know, it's not like we have boots on the ground or a lot of American military personnel there, but do we have resources that could, you know, give us the inside and really keep tabs on that, i.e., you know, people underground?
That's the issue. I mean, we've had the initial agreements we've had, one with, you know, Clinton administration, one with the Bush folks, is that it basically there was no way to get U.S. eyes in. I mean, look, I'm a Reagan guy, so I believe trust with verification. And the IAEA, the Atomic Agency for the UN on nuclear issues, has been marginally effective. And one of the things I know that has to be fixed is the ability to verify treaty requirements. And that's been lacking. So, and we've seen the North Koreans dance all over the West and everybody who's made agreements with them. So that would have to be fixed. And that would mean very strong ability to verify aggressively. And that's going to be an issue.
All right, let's turn to Russia.
Yeah.
We saw the poisoning, apparent poisoning by Russia, of a former spy, Sergei Skripal.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about Sergei and why this happened.
Yeah, he was part of a trade for some Russian spies from this our side to their side, essentially. We had rolled up a network of spies back about, oh my goodness, it's been, almost 8-9 years, here in, Anna Chapman. You might remember that name.
Oh yes.
She was traded back for this guy. This guy was a double agent. He's a Russian, but he was working for the British and got caught. So this guy was exchanged and given his freedom for her return to Russia. And so in regards to what actually happened here, you know, this may very well have been an act of vengeance. And let me be clear about Putin and his nature. He has personally, according to my information, murdered a reporter in an elevator in Moscow. So I would not put this past him. And he has a very long memory. And this guy being essentially a traitor to the Russian cause, I think would have very likely have been a target of Putin in this case.
Well, it's kind of obvious that Russia's fingerprints would be all over this if somebody is poisoned with a nerve agent in a
right.
park in Britain. I mean, that's rather brazen.
And it's not the first time it's happened. We had another former Russian spy killed with polonium just down the street from the U.S. Embassy. So that also happened in England, in London. So this is not beyond the pale. And, yeah, it's very likely Putin had something to do with it.
All right, so Putin was interviewed by Megyn Kelly for NBC last night, and, you know, it was a typical Putin. Don't look at me. I didn't do it. Wasn't me.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, Putin's on the move. You've got aggression in Georgia, Ukraine,
right.
the Syrian intervention, the meddling in the U.S. elections, attacks on U.S. troops in Syria, and now Russia claiming that it has a new class of weapons that they say could make American defenses obsolete.
Yeah.
He is up for re-election. And Putin in general, I mean, you know, we all remember when Mitt Romney got slapped down by President Obama in the debate saying that the Cold War was over. Well,
yeah.
Obama kind of missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, the foreign policy, you know, the 80s won its foreign policy back. Well, you know, apparently President Obama, despite whatever he was doing during the day, wasn't getting intelligence reports, which now, if you look back at everything his folks have been saying over the last few weeks, oh, we knew about this, we just couldn't say anything. So to that point, look, Putin is going to do what is necessary to feather his own political nest and basically showing the flag, doing things which are aggressive, seem to build and maintain his popularity. So along that same line, then, we have to understand that his objective is to restore a level of the Soviet empire. That's what he's been trying to do. We've known for, since he's been in power. This is not new. What we have to understand now is that he is someone to be dealt with. And, you know, the Megyn Kelly interview looked a lot like the last Megyn Kelly interview. I don't think, you could run them side by side. He didn't say anything different. He's not going to tell you the truth about what he's really doing because he's a thug. And thugs just don't tell the truth. So I think we have to understand that he's moving Russia back towards being a world power. That's his desire. And, frankly, he's doing a pretty good job so far.
All right, we are at 7:43 on the Saturday morning update, and we got a check of traffic and weather, and then we're going to continue with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, because there's some developments on the Hillary Clinton server that I want to ask Tony about. That's next. First, over to the traffic center. James, what's the latest?
Thank you, Rick. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. Still seeing some delays on the Beltway Express lanes, the outer loop between Georgetown Pike to Jones Branch Drive. All of those lanes are blocked. That's a construction zone that's set up through the weekend. Rock and Roll Marathon underway. Started about 15 minutes ago. It's got several streets blocked off, including Rock Creek Parkway, both directions from Potomac Freeway to about Calvert, Connecticut. Constitution Avenue Northwest and East Capitol both ways between 19th and 22nd. Two-way traffic on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge through Maryland. It's the eastbound lanes that are affected this weekend. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today, high of 50. Cloudy tomorrow, high 49. Clouds on Monday and Tuesday with highs in the mid-40s. Remaining cold overnight, though, will be down to 29 tonight. Down around freezing tomorrow, and then back down to the 20s by Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now in Washington, 27 degrees. We're heading up to 50. And remember, you set the clocks ahead tonight. Spring forward, so make sure you reset the clock and move it up an hour forward tonight. 7:45, Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is with us, CIA-trained intel operative, also at the London Center for Policy Research. And interesting story out this week. Hillary Clinton's server reports that it may have been breached. What happened when those reports got to the FBI, Tony?
That's interesting. Catherine Herridge is reporting this week about the fact that the ODNI, the Office of Intelligence, under Clapper, reported out as part of its IG Inspector General review of the Hillary Clinton emails, notably the same IG that recommended Hillary Clinton for criminal prosecution based on their findings of classified information, had actually discovered within the context of this some sort of anomaly within the data. And apparently that anomaly was reported to the FBI, and gee, Rick, I think you're going to be shocked to find the FBI didn't do anything about it. It's really one of those head scratchers, you know. And this metadata, was something that indicated that there's something really wrong about what was going on in those emails. May indicate a third party was getting copies of those emails. So this is significant. And so this is what we're waiting to find out now, is what exactly is going to be in that IG report coming up from the FBI, because this clearly should be an issue. We don't know what's in that report. But we do know that things like this, during the run-up to the election in 2016, this is from the spring of 2016, were just not being looked at by the FBI. So this is something everyone should be very concerned about.
Interesting contrast between the Obama administration and the Trump administration on foreign policy. Also an interesting contrast between Trump and Obama on presidential pardons of members of the military. We remember the Chelsea Manning pardon from President Obama. Well, Donald Trump pardoned Christian Saucier, and Christian is the ex-Navy sailor who had been sentenced for taking photographs in a classified area inside a nuclear submarine. He had maintained, I guess, that it was accidental. Your thoughts on the pardon of the ex-Navy sailor?
Yeah, absolutely right thing to do. I mean, if you look at the issue I just mentioned regarding Hillary Clinton, you compare this guy to taking a few photographs of his essentially quarters on the submarine, there's no comparison. So I think President Trump did the right thing, and I'm glad that necessarily has been part.
All right. Want to turn also to Syria. There were some reports this week that there was a possible use of chemical weapons. Do we know any more on corroborating those reports? And if not specifically chemical weapons, could it have been something close?
Well, we don't know. That's the issue, and I think a lot of research is going into it. The last attack was chemical attack, was a chemical attack of some sort. It wasn't VX. It wasn't nerve agent. So now I think there has to be a degree of caution any time we decide we're going to retaliate. So that is something that the Pentagon is looking at.
And we talked a lot about Chain of Command, a series on the National Geographic Channel. And the first 8 episodes have concluded. I am hearing rumors around town that there may be a second season. Are you at liberty to discuss?
Well, unfortunately, no. I mean, look, the series went very well. I know everybody from the SecDef, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, on down were very pleased with it. For those who haven't caught it, it's available on iTunes. And if you want to catch the Nat Geo channel, it's still running. You just have to go and look on the Nat Geo website, Nat Geo Network. But it was very well received. And Rick, as you know, we've talked about this pretty much every week for the past 8 and 9 weeks. It covers the grand scope of strategy down to tactics of how we've gone about, defeating ISIS in Iraq, and how we're now pursuing ISIS on a global basis. So for those who want to be educated and entertained in a way that will be very unique, I suggest to check it out.
Yes, a very intense look inside the operations of the military, both from the technical side and then also from the personal side, as you know, you get to know exactly what the members of the military and their families are going through. So it's
right. And if you don't come away crying at some of the episodes, boy, you don't have a soul. I mean, it does get to you. Trust me.
Chain of Command, check it out at the National Geographic Channel. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me.
You bet. 7:50 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
Selling your home is a big decision, and that's why you need an agent whose first priority is you. A professional with the experience to get you top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. This is Vince Colonnais, and I suggest you call my friend Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville purchased a new home before selling their existing property. Working with another agent, their home sat unsold for months. They then turned to Frank, who generated multiple showings and sold their property over their asking price. There is no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it himself, guaranteed. Frank Prindle has been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD. 855-234-SOLD or online at itrustfrank.com.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined each week by Cheryl Atkinson. She hosts Full Measure, great investigative news show on Sunday mornings on ABC 7. Cheryl, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Well, we're all familiar with Operation Fast and Furious, the DOJ's botched gun-running sting that put over 2,000 firearms into the hands of criminals and Mexican drug cartels. And Cheryl Atkinson won the 2012 Emmy Award for Investigative Reporting and the Murrow Award for Investigative Reporting that year. Major developments in the Fast and Furious on the Hill this week. Cheryl, tell us about it.
Well, I don't know if people know that President Obama declared executive privilege basically for the first and only time of his presidency to keep some of these documents secret in the end when it finally got to the White House, you know, emails and other material. And then Congress sued to get some of the documents regarding some subjects under Fast and Furious. And that battle has been continuing all these years later. So a lot of people thought, I think especially Republicans in Congress, that when Trump got elected, all these documents for this and other cases that they haven't been able to get for government scandals and alleged wrongdoing would finally shake loose, because why wouldn't they hand them over now? But they haven't been. So, you know, a year into it, finally, I guess this is the first big instance where something is being supposedly going to be turned over, some of these Fast and Furious documents, to Congress after years of Congress trying to get them. I've been trying to get many of them through Freedom of Information Act requests. So we'll see what they turn over.
Well, could this lead to enlightenment on some of the other issues? In other words, Jeff Sessions apparently is considering the appointment of a special counsel to look into the FISA surveillance abuse and some of the other things going on in the Obama years. Could this maybe be the beginning?
I don't know. I mean, it could be that he's doing more. There's two schools of thought that I've heard. I have no special insight, but it could be that he's been doing more behind the scenes than people know and understand, number one. Or number two, it could be that he is feeling a lot of pressure now to do something, or at least publicly show that he is not checked out of these other issues, even though he's recused himself from parts of this Russia investigation. So I really don't know which it is, but I think it's a positive development if we're getting any documents that are, these belong to the public, make no mistake. These are public documents we own and that we deserved to see years ago, and if any of them are shaking loose, I think that's a good development.
We've seen Hollywood hypocrisy and the people of Hollywood, and we've seen it take many shapes and forms, even at the Oscars last week. But you tackle one tomorrow on the show that is particularly troubling.
You know, I've been thinking, probably like a lot of Americans, that with these terrible sexual assault and misconduct allegations, Hollywood has been kind of saying one thing for years, you know, being a big supporter of the women's rights movement and supporting women's causes. But we all now know it's been quite another Hollywood story behind the scenes, on the back lot and even on the screen with how they cast and portray women. So I decided to go to L.A. and kind of dig into this. So we spoke to some experts out there in L.A. to see what they think about whether real change is coming. We talk about the 100-year history of the casting couch and, you know, what's going to become of it now.
Well, let's turn to sexual harassment in the military. At least there may be some action being taken there.
Well, they're really trying. I mean, again, people may not know that the military is the largest employer in the country, maybe in the world. And they have, of course, their share of sexual harassment and abuse allegations. But we sent Josie Sturman to kind of look at what they're doing about it. And one of the things she found out that I thought was fascinating is the different military branches have no common definition of what constitutes sexual harassment. They don't agree. So when you start trying to track it and attack it and figure out how to fix it, how do you even do that when they don't even know what it is from branch to branch or agree on what it is? And that's one of the things they say that they're actually going to try to tackle now. Step one, come up with a common definition so that they can, you know, begin step two, tracking and reducing it.
We've seen the very aggressive action being taken against ISIS in the Mideast, but ISIS is on the move in an area that many of us would maybe not ever have anticipated. You were there. Where is it, and what did you see?
I was surprised, because I didn't know much about this, that the Philippines has been a stronghold for Islamic extremist terrorism, the southern Philippines, really for decades. But it's stepped up lately because as these ISIS fighters have been chased out of the Middle East, that's a good thing. Unfortunately, some of them have been showing up in the southern Philippines with other Islamic extremist fighters. And we found when we were there a couple of months ago that they're trying to establish a new caliphate or independent state in the southern Philippines so that they can launch attacks, you know, throughout Southeast Asia there. Well, just this week, the State Department put, I think, 7 new Islamic extremist groups on the terrorist list. And one of them is ISIS Philippines. You'll be hearing more about them. So we're kind of revisiting our trip there and talking about why that's so dangerous. I mean, it's a long ways away, but it's a very critical place for this to be happening.
Well, you'll see it all tomorrow in full measure, ABC 7, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then on News Channel 8 during the day. As always, Cheryl, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rick.
7:57, it is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL.
Superpowers of Today presents Mr. Zeropia, who has many amazing superpowers.
Not really.
But you're super strong.
No.
So, Mr. Zeropia, what is your superpower?
A 0% APR credit card.
No way!
Way? My Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards Card gives me 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Are you the only one with this power?
Heck no. All Commonwealth One members have it. But with no capes attached.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards Card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm ABC 7 Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Let's face it, Washington weather, it's downright fickle. That's why it takes a special weather team like Stormwatch 7 to better predict the unpredictable. Put your trust in Stormwatch 7, the team that's always on your family's side when severe weather strikes.
Sunday, the American Idol journey begins.
Let's get it started.
And every journey begins with a storm.
I grew up in Shakota, Oklahoma, home of Carrie Underwood.
I was homeless, so it only takes 1 year to change your life forever.
You're going to Hollywood!
With judges Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie, you won't just hear the music, you'll feel it.
This is a dream come true.
American Idol on America's Network, ABC.
American Idol premieres Sunday at 8 on ABC 7.
Hey, it's Kid O'Shea from Good Morning Washington. Who is the next American Idol? Join me Monday mornings after the show for Idol Chatter on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington.
For 30 years and over 3,000 homes sold, Eric Stewart of Long & Foster has perfected his process for getting your home sold fast and for the most money, pushing all the buyers to find your home on over 350 websites. Your property stands out above the rest. His signature guarantee buy program, radio shows, luxury marketing, and senior solutions team give your home the most comprehensive exposure of any real estate agent in the whole country. For more information, go to ericstewartgroup.com.
That's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thanks for being with us. Garden Sense follows the 8 o'clock news.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com. WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.